Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a lovely Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Hope you're having a good day, whether you're listening live or later, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in and making Terrasonic part of your day. As always, a lot of great music ahead for you in the program. Most of it stuff that just kind of came across in the last week or so. Always trying to keep you up to date here on Terrasonic. But we're going to begin with a track from 2004 by a band called Camping, who I sort of rediscovered recently when I came across a folder of a bunch of music that I had forgotten about. So we're going to begin with that, a little German bossa nova for you to get going on this week's Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. Thank you. to Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU Community Radio. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, or whenever you may be tuning in. If you are checking out the podcast or stream, thanks for listening. We began the program with music from Camping. That's a trio out of Washington, D.C. And they put a record out in 2004 called Suburban Shore. It features, I believe his name is Wolfgang Friedlander on the vocals, singing in German, but a very distinct bossa nova style. And some strong indie elements in there as well. Cool stuff from Camping. And then from Brazil, Maria Rita Stumpf. I think she's from Brazil. I can't say for sure. The record is called Brasileira Remixes. And we heard Cantico Brasileiro Nomo Tres Camaiura. Camaiura, excuse me. The Selvagem and Carrot Green remix. And if that sounds familiar, maybe you're a KGNU, a regular listener to KGNU, and you heard that on D Rider's Thursday morning sound alternative. That's where I heard it and playing it again today. Hope you're not sick of it by now. Haha. And then from the region bordering Ecuador and Colombia, straddling the border of Ecuador and Colombia, it is Rio Mira from an album called Marimba del Pacifico. It's out on the Aya Records label. That's an imprint of ZZK Records out of Buenos Aires, and a song called Andarele. In the background right now, it is Clap Clap, an artist out of Italy, and he was set free to dive into the Dutch music archives dating back to the 1920s and remixed a lot of that music. And from there we heard a song called Tashkent's Sharp Moon Looks Like the Night Smile. And that's from an EP called Dig, Delve, Dam. And you can download that for free from the Black Acre Bandcamp page. We'll post a link to that on the playlist. Back to the music now. Here is Ahef. And you're hearing it on Terrasonic. listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. My name is Joel Davis. We're about halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Hope you're digging the journey. In there, we heard from Ahef, a track called Mahan Mohabbat from a new Shango Records compilation titled The Abkhaz of Caucasus. And you'll find that on the Shango Records Bandcamp page. Then after that, from the soundtrack to the excellent Persian vampire noir film, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, it was Beiru and a track called The Veil. And then new music out of Ghana from Guy One and an album called Number One, a song called Ete Songo. And that is from a forthcoming release from, what label is that coming from? It's coming from Guy One. And that's what we heard in that last set. In the background right now, from Munich, it's Scheg, S-C-H-E-G-G. And from his Secret Safari EP, a song called Monkey. Little deep house Afrobeat for you from Germany, courtesy of Scheg and the Secret Safari EP. Really digging it, just three tracks, all of them excellent. This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Boulder Ensemble Theater Company, presenting P3M5, a transatlantic film and live theater production exploring what privacy means in the digital age. It runs January 10th through 21st at the Dairy Arts Center in here in Boulder. Ticket information is available at betc.org. Still a lot of music still to come in today's program. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so by giving me a call at 303-442-4242, or you can reach me anytime through our Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Oh,
yo, hasta que yo, yo, yo conocí el agua, hasta que yo, hasta que yo vi cuando dejé ir.
You're listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. My name is Joel Davis, and in the background right now, we're hearing a track called Late, the Lascivio Bohemia remix from the artist Funkai Nochi, and that comes from the Cello Regional Net label. Before that, Bangalore Kids, the RSS Disco remix, and that comes from Where We Need No Map remixes, a collection of tracks put out by Andy Otto, a composer of electronic music from Hamburg, Germany. And all of these tracks from the Where We Need No Map remixes were created by Andy Otto, working under the name Springend Gut between 2002 and 2014. And before that, from the Spy from Cairo's latest Nothing New Under the Sun out on Wonder Wheel Recordings, it was Shabby Dub, Good Things, featuring Hassan Ben Jafar and Inov Gnawa. Got about 15 minutes left to go in the show, and I don't know, I just kind of feel like keeping the music going. And taking us up until 1 o'clock, headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines, Uket, and with you today. A lot of great music still to come this afternoon and into the night on KGNU, listener-powered community radio.
Volver a los 17, después de vivir un siglo, es como descifrar signos sin ser sabio competente. Volver a ser de repente tan frágil como un segundo. Volver a sentir profundo como un niño frente a Dios. Eso es lo que siento yo en este instante fecundo.
Thank you.
5 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic. This week's Magic Carpet Ride Around the World of Music is coming in for a landing. Hope you've enjoyed this week's trip. Thanks for joining me. We just heard a track by Thornato out of Brooklyn, New York, from his album Bennu, which came out last year. Great record. And a track called Chapinero, which seems to be a hit. I get a lot of feedback on that one, and rightfully so. It is it's a pretty banging track. And before that, the great legendary Chilean singer Violeta Parra, edited by Barda. The song is called Volver a los 17, and the album is called Isla Edits para la Victoria. In the background right now, it's Ali Kuru and a song called Siftatelli Meets Acid, and that's a single. Well, Terrasonic may be wrapping it up for the day, but you should definitely keep it locked on KGNU for the rest of your Saturday afternoon. Following headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour, we've got Reggae Bloodlines, 3 hours of the best in reggae and roots music. Uket in with you today. She just got back from Jamaica, where among her many adventures there, she had a chance to sit down with the legendary Bunny Wailer, and you'll be hearing that interview this afternoon. Coming up at 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Danielle in with you today. That'll be followed by a full hour of news from the BBC World Service. And then KGNU's Saturday evening music programming commences at 7 with Sound Lab Bob Cosmo in the house this evening. And he always does a great job. So stay tuned for that. You'll find a playlist for today's show. You can stream it. You can subscribe to the podcast, all at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, in-studio performances, extra shows that don't air over the air here at KGNU, and much more, all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive for the show at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. Thanks again for listening to Terrasonic. We come your way every Saturday, noon to one, right here on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. We'll be right back.
Rosemary Crick with the BBC News. The authorities in the US state of Hawaii have mistakenly sent an alert to residents' phones, warning them of an imminent ballistic missile attack. It's not yet known how the mistake happened. Rory Gallimore reports.
The warning was written entirely in capital letters. Seek immediate shelter, it said. This is not a drill. As people began posting screenshots of the message online, the alert prompted understandable alarm on social media. But it wasn't long before officials declared it had been sent in error. Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency tweeted that there was no missile threat. Located in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, Hawaii is by far the closest US state to North Korea. In December, it began testing sirens warning of a nuclear attack for the first time since the end of the Cold War, following repeated missile tests by Pyongyang.
Opponents of Austria's far-right Freedom Party have held a large demonstration in Vienna in protest at their inclusion in government. Police say 20,000 people took part. Organisers put the number at double that. 2 days ago, the far-right interior minister suggested concentrating asylum seekers in one place. He denied he was evoking Nazi concentration camps. The BBC's Bethany Bell was at the rally.
Nazis! Nazis!
Nazis raus! Nazis out! Protesters shouted as they marched to Heroes Square in the centre of Vienna. It was a noisy but peaceful crowd of students, left-wing organisations, families with small children, and one group which called itself Grannies Against the Right. They called for a boycott of Freedom Party ministers by other EU governments. Austria's leader, Chancellor Sebastian Kurz of the Conservatives, says his government is pro-European.
The army in the Democratic Republic of Congo has announced the start of a new military offensive against a Ugandan Muslim rebel force and other militias active in the east of the country. David Bamford reports.
Several hundred Congolese soldiers have been moved to the town of Beni in North Kivu province, where armoured vehicles and other military hardware are already in place. The Ugandan Muslim rebel group, the ADF, has wreaked havoc near there in recent months, including the killing of 14 UN peacekeepers from Tanzania during an attack on their compound. It was the worst attack on UN forces in Africa in 2 decades. The Ugandan Air Force has also been carrying out raids in eastern Congo on suspected ADF bases.
A suicide bomber has killed 8 people in the northern outskirts of the Iraqi capital Baghdad. The attacker detonated an explosive belt at a checkpoint on a road leading to the holy city of Kadamir. The head of Baghdad's provincial council said his convoy was targeted and one of his bodyguards was among the dead. It's not clear who carried out the attack. World News from the BBC. The Tunisian government has announced that it will help the country's poorest people who are struggling to cope with the cost of living. The concession follows days of protests that were triggered by price rises and tax increases. From Tunis, here's Rana Jawad.
The Tunisian government is trying to soften the blow on low-income families brought on by a new finance law that raised prices on some goods and services and increased taxes on imports. Tunisia's Minister of Social Affairs says some 250,000 families will benefit from the $70 million aid package. Officials and unionists held a meeting on Saturday to discuss socio-economic reforms that need to be adopted. Economists say Tunisia needs a comprehensive plan to halt the downturn in the economy in the long term.
A gas attack is reported to have been carried out on a Syrian rebel enclave that's besieged by government forces. Sources in the eastern Ghouta district near Damascus said a strong smell of chlorine